episode 2157, How You End Your Day Matters.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Happy, happy day. How has your week gone so far? I mean, seriously, have you really thought much about it? Well, today, take a deep breath. It is the weekend. It's relationship builders. It's time to focus on your marriage. The one person that you love, how you end your day matters. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com, where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. Now, just a reminder, createyournow.com has gone under a redesign. And so go over there if you haven't been there in a while. Check it out because guess what? There's some new information coming out hot off the press. You're going to want to be signed up for the newsletter and also becoming familiar with createyournow.com. It's exciting. I can't wait for you to see it. Well, let's dive in. You know, the start of the morning is something everyone prepares for. But when the sun goes down, how you end your day matters. Your spouse is not your enemy at night. Listen to that one more time. Your spouse is not your enemy at night. Just because your day wasn't what you had planned doesn't give you the right to lambast your spouse. And how many are guilty of it? We know. Come on, let's be real. Let's be honest. This has happened too many times. It's happened to me. You get in heated discussions and the next thing you know, you're yelling at each other. Maybe you go to bed in the same bed, not facing each other. You don't talk for 1, 2, 3 days. Or one of you ends up on the couch and the other one, well, maybe in the doghouse. Regardless, there is tension in the house. Why is it that we just prepare for mornings, but we forget about the evenings? If you have a 9-to-5 job or that typical you work during the day, come home at night job, this is for you. Now, of course, if you're working night shift, you can use these tools and strategies, but it's not going to be specific because if you're working the night shift, you're up and you're not at home. So really, you're flipping your day and night. So think about that as you listen. But of course, the strategies will still work for you. But I got to thinking, you know, we lay out our clothes for our workout. We prepare our lunches. You know, you get the kids ready, you get the spouses ready, and you're like, okay, I got the lunch ready. You actually maybe do the dishes so when you get up, you have a clean kitchen. Maybe you try to straighten up just a little bit so you already feel revved for the day before your feet barely hit the floor. This is great. You prepare for the morning. But we don't do anything for the evening. No, all we do is we come home exhausted. We're huffing and puffing. We're yelling at the kids. The next thing you know, we're yelling at each other. We sit down to eat. Oh, maybe we sit down to eat. Maybe not. What's a dining room table? When was the last time you did come together as a family to eat? Doesn't your night deserve as much attention as your day? Of course. Of course your night deserves attention. And so does your marriage. How you end your day matters. So you got to be sure to plan your Hallmark moments. That is your kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Plan your Hallmark moments. Are you a Hallmark lover? Maybe not, but you know what? Everybody loves a good Christmas story. And when you think about Christmas nowadays and you don't want to have to worry about all this stuff that's happening in the world, you turn on Hallmark. Because you know you're always going to have a good ending. You may not know how it's going to end, but it's going to have a good ending. Well, when you're in marriage, you got to do the same thing. You got to plan your Hallmark moments. So what does that look like in real life since you're not pretending? You're not an actor or actress playing in a Hallmark movie. Oh no, you're playing in real life. So what does it look like? How do you show up in real life? Number one, focus on who, not what. You got to focus on the who, your spouse. Most of us, though, are focused on the what, the outcome, the activity, even the dinner, the food. Yeah, maybe dinner stunk a little bit, but you know what? How was the conversation with your spouse? That's really what matters. I can remember way back when, it was only my husband and I, no children. We had a puppy dog. Her name was Basha. And it was just the two of us. We were living on our family farm in Kansas. And we have three homes on that farmstead. And we were in the smallest of the three homes. And I was talking to a neighbor friend of mine who also was renting in one of the homes up there on the homestead. She's not family, but great friend. And we were having this long conversation. Well, before I went over to talk to her at her house, I had put dinner in the oven. Well, you can only imagine what happened because it's two girls getting together and we're talking and we continue to have this conversation that I thought would be like 5 or 10 minutes and it was more like 45 minutes to an hour. Can I tell you that's the only time I've ever burnt chicken? Literally, I'm not kidding you. But it was the best burnt chicken ever. Why? Because that conversation that I had eventually got me a job that was better than where I was before. And guess what though? When I came home, do you think my hubby was a little upset? Oh yes, he was. What was dinner? Peanut butter, maybe cereal, something very simple. And here I had this beautiful dinner planned, but it was burnt. But you see, we didn't focus on that part because we looked at the opportunity that the conversation had. The burnt chicken actually was a blessing. No, it wasn't your perfect Hallmark moment. But you see, one thing we were doing very well at early on in our life was spending time together. And that was at dinner. Unless if he was at school, we were together. And that's so important. So focus on the who, not the what. It didn't matter that I burnt the chicken. What mattered is my husband, our relationship. Number two, schedule the fun and the sensual. Oh yes, wink, wink. You got to schedule it now. I'm not going to tell you that you have to be so weird that you're going to take your calendar and write sensual night. Okay, if you are that weird, great. If it works for you, wear the hat boldly. But what I am telling you is that you know what? If you think you want to have some fun time together in the bedroom, then plan it out where you aren't totally exhausted one night and you can actually look good for your spouse. Yeah, believe it or not, if you feel good, you're going to know that you look good. And then guess what? It's going to be that much more appealing also to your spouse because you're feeling it. So your spouse is going to feel it. Also on the fun part, you got to schedule fun in. Get away, even if it's just at a local hotel. Or better yet, switch it up. Ask your friends to keep the kids for a night. Built-in babysitter, wonderful. Utilize friends. Do an exchange. Say, hey, will you keep my kids this weekend? We'll keep your kids next weekend. You don't have to spend a lot of money, but you can do some fun things together as a couple. Yes, family things are great, but that's not what I'm talking about here. I'm talking about your time together as a couple, the Hallmark moments of marriage. So focus on the who, not the what. Schedule the fun and the sensual. And finally, number three, be curious, not disruptive. When you come home and you're exhausted, and you're sitting there yelling and screaming, and then all of a sudden you're like, oh man, we need to talk about this too. Do you think that's going to get you anywhere positive? Probably not. Do you think you're going to solve the world's problems? Probably not. So why did you come home, lug in all the baggage of the day, plop it in the middle of the floor, and then start yelling at each other? It serves no one, doesn't serve you, doesn't serve your spouse. It definitely doesn't serve the family. And the puppy dog, yeah, he's hiding underneath the table. So instead of sitting there and being the disruptor in your evening, be curious. Maybe your spouse does walk in the door and they lug all the baggage of the day in and plop it in the middle. Instead of adding fuel to that fire, be curious. Ask questions. Hun, I noticed you're a little on edge. What can I do for you? Yeah, don't you think that's going to get some attention? Like, you're asking about me? You've been here with the kids all day. It switches, right? The tune has been changed. But if you sit there and add fuel to the fire of like, oh, why are you being such a jerk? You come home. Why do you think I feel the way I do? Do you see where I'm going with this? And I know we've all had those conversations. We've all been there. Those are not Hallmark moments. But you can have them if you plan them. So be curious, not disruptive. Now, I got a big bonus for you. Leave money out of your evening. Period. Oh, no, wait, not period. Exclamation point. Leave money out of the evening. Money deserves an appointment. And I'm being very, very honest and real. Finances is the number one thing that tears apart a marriage. Whether you agree or disagree on how money is being cared for and taken and shared within the family structure, it's the number one reason. So why do we not give attention to the number one reason that is causing marriages and separation and families to break apart? We need to. So my suggestion to you is this: leave money out of the picture at night. Instead, make an appointment to discuss anything that deals with money, your finances, when you are well rested. So maybe, yes, you need to have a serious discussion on the weekend, like maybe today. But if it's at 9 o'clock tonight on Saturday night, do not go and say, oh, you know what? I was told we need to have a money talk. No, not at night. It's when you are what? More well rested, put together, where you all are not at each other's throats. And also, if you're working a high stress job or your spouse is, when they come home from work, that's probably not a good time either. It may be during the day, in your opinion, like 4, 5, or 6 o'clock. You're like, oh, it's early enough in the evening since we don't go to bed till 11 o'clock. Maybe in your opinion. But if they are bringing baggage home from their day, you don't want that to taint what is happening in your life as a family unit, as a couple. So protect your marriage. Leave money out of the picture. Leave money out of the evening. Make an appointment instead and discuss anything that deals with money and finances. Now, I know this is a lot to think about, but you really can have this incredible marriage, but you have to put the work into it. So whether or not you're a Hallmark movie watcher, you probably have at least seen one movie in your lifetime. So think about one of your favorite movies. It doesn't have to be a romantic one, which I got to tell you, every movie has a love story in it. Sorry to break it to you. It does. It's part of the writing. But we'll save that for another episode. So whatever your favorite movie is, I want you to think about how that movie was actually made. Do you think they all just showed up one day and the whole thing went off without a hitch? No. It took years of preparation. You heard right, years. It had to be written, then it had to be casted. And then you had this whole crew that's sitting here and has gone over all the different parts. And they're sitting here going, okay, this is what this particular scene needs to look like. So why aren't you doing that to your marriage? Why aren't you giving it the attention that it needs? You give your job that attention. You give yourself that attention. Why not your marriage? You got to plan your Hallmark moments and take it seriously. I know I'm kind of using Hallmark for fun, and it is a trademark, and no, they are not at all sponsoring this particular episode. But I will tell you this. Hallmark does have something that's very positive. They plan within their own movies. The way they do their storylines. If you watch a Hallmark movie, look at it and actually break it down. Peel back all the layers and you will see how everything is interconnected. In fact, it's funny. My husband and I will be watching a Hallmark movie or any other movie for the most part. I wouldn't say any other movie. Certain ones. I'd have to think about exactly those ones. But anyway, let me get to the point of the story. I will sit there and peel back the layers of a movie and I can give you the lines without even knowing the script after certain portions within that movie. Why? Well, it's not because I've watched a lot of movies. I am not one who enjoys movies. Seriously, I do not. I love stories and I love storytelling. And through my writings and my readings and through meeting all different authors across the globe, you better believe that I have seen patterns. In your marriage, you too can find patterns, good ones and bad ones. The Hallmark moments have the positive pattern. That's what you're looking at trying to formulate here. It's a positive pattern. Focus, schedule, be curious. All of that is going to add up to amazing for your marriage. Now, I know you might be thinking, seriously, Christiane, I don't know if this is really true. Well, you won't know until you try it. And I got to tell you, there are a lot of people out there that are doing just that, doing what we are talking about right here. Focus, schedule, be curious. Plan your Hallmark moments in your marriage. I promise you, it will be the best plan you will have ever given to your marriage. Go out today, live, love, and impact. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a beautiful day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.